Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya, Jai Nityananda, Jai Dvaita Chandra, Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. We're reading from Chaitanya Charita, chapter 22, Majalila, and verses 87. Okay, where is that? 87. 59. There's a lot of stuff in this chapter. Okay. 87 equals three verses. No, one verse. 88 and 89 of the Maha. 87. Asat sangatyaga e Vaishnava acha. Sri Sangi Eka Ashadhu Krishna Bhakta Asat Sangha Tyage Vaishnavacha Sri Sangi Eka Sadhu Krishna Bhakta Asat Sangha Tyage Vaishnavacha Sri Sangi Eka Sadhu Krishna Bhakta Bolo. Dhanga Tyaga E Vaishnava Acha. Asat Sangha Tyaga E Vaishnava Acha. Anyone else? Okay, so you didn't do this last week, Pundri? You did Satam Prasanga. All right. A Vaishnava should always avoid association of ordinary people. Common people are very much materially attached, especially to women. Vaishnavas should also avoid the company of those who are not devotees of Lord Krishna. So then we get three verses here. That's why I don't know if we're going to chant all three of these, or I'll chant them anyway. Satyam shocham dayamonam buddhir hri shri yashakshama samodamo bhagascheti yatsangadhyati sankshayam teshvya shanteshu mudheshu kandidat masvasadushu sangam nakoryacho cheshu yoshit kridamargeshu cha natatasyabhaven moha Bandas chanya prasangata yoshe sangar yata pungso yata tat sangi sangato. So if anybody really wants to chant all three of these verses, raise your hand. Okay, translation. By association with worldly people, one becomes devoid of truthfulness, cleanliness, mercy, gravity. Well, that's enough for one class right there. Spiritual intelligence, shyness, austerity, fame, forgiveness, control of the mind, control of the senses, fortune, and all opportunities. Pretty much covers. Did he leave anything out here? Sukadeva Goswami is recounting these verses. One should not at any time associate with a coarse fool who is bereft of the knowledge of self-realization and who is no more than a toy animal in the hands of woman. The illusion and bondage that accrue to a man from that attachment, from attachment to any other object, are not as complete as that resulting from association with women or a man too attached to women. These verses, quoted from the Srimad Bhagavatam 3:31, were spoken by Kapiladeva, an incarnation of the personality of Godhead, to his mother. Herein, Kapiladeva discusses pious and impious activities and the symptoms of those who are devoid of devotional service to Krishna. Generally, people do not know about the miserable conditions within the womb of a mother in any species of life. Due to bad association, one gradually falls into lower species. Association with women is greatly stressed in this regard. When one becomes attached to women or those who are attached to women, one falls down into the lower species. Purusha prakriti sto hi bhunkte prakriti jangunan karanam guna sangasya sarasad yoni janmasu. The living entity in material nature thus follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of nature. Enjoying. This is due to his association with the material nature. Thus he meets with good and evil among various species. Bhagavad Gita 13:22. According to Vedic civilization, one's association with women should be very much restricted. In spiritual life, there are four ashrams, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyas. The brahmachari, vanaprastha, and sannyasi are completely forbidden to associate with women. Only grihasthas are allowed to associate with women under certain very restricted conditions. That is, one associates with women to propagate nice children. Other reasons for association are condemned. Om Agyana Tamarandasya Gananjana Shilakaya Chakshun Militam Yenitasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manabhishtang Tapitam Jaina Bhutale Fayam Rupagadam Mayandadati Sabadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapatakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tang Kridivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Vadam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Vanchakao Bhutaru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayivacha Pratitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Okay. Asatsanga Tyaga Vaishnavacha Sri Sangyaka Sadhu Krishna Bhakta. So this Bengali verse is a kind of famous Bengali verse. And if we have to take 100 so verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita and the Bengali verses anyway, then we might include this one. Although then we might include another 100, and maybe there's 12,000, so you can start there and then learn all the rest. A good way to control the mind is by studying all these verses. And you can see that this verse is famous because Satyaraj Khan and his son Ramananda Basu, when they would come from the village of what, Kalin? Huh? Kulinagram? Yeah. Every year, for so many years, they would come there. And it's even mentioned two or three times in Chaitanya Rita that, especially Satyaraj Khan, he would ask a question. And the question usually had to do with how can I recognize a Vaishnava, at least the what we get from Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is condensed from what may have been very expanded. So one time he asked a similar question, how can we understand a Vaishnava? So this was one of the answers also. Although it's here, it's also the identical verses there in Majjhalila. I couldn't exactly find it. I kept looking for it. I read through the thing, you know. But Prabhupada cites this verse in relation to this conversation. So Satyaraj Khan, and I think Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, he gave many instructions also, but one of the nice ones was that you're coming every year, so you should worship these ropes, these silken ropes that would suspend Lord Jagannath, the deities of Jagannath Subhadra, when they come out of the Pandu Vijaya, when they come out of the temple to go on the cart. So Mahaprabhu noticed that the ropes were breaking, and therefore you could see the cotton floating. Tuli is a word for that, and in Bengali has a word for so many things. So the cotton floating up into, so Mahaprabhu instructed them that they should worship those ropes. And we know in Puri that the people have different seva, and like someone is making, the family does cooking, and of course we don't go into the temple, but fortunately we have histories and descriptions. So Satyaraj Khan, he's instructed that in his village and his family they should make these stronger, these ropes every year, so they won't break very easily. So another time he asked, like, how can we understand who is the Vaishnav? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, someone who chants one time, Eko Harinam, he is the best of all humans. If he just chants one time. You know. Then he also described the Madhyamadakari, this is, and the Uttamadakari. If when seeing him, then everyone chants immediately if you see such a person like that. So these things are explained in Bhagavatam also, in detail, different ways. We get different angles, vichar. So this one time he asked, and this was the answer he got, Asat Sangati, who is the Vaishnava, one who is completely renounced, basically. The householders are given some license, as described here. So onward we have this, these three verses. So mainly we have to realize what is Sangha. So Prabhupada came to the West. Previous to Prabhupada coming to floating on the boat, suffering greatly, there was no Sangha. Bina, Satsanga. Satsanga makyene sukavahena. That this Sangha, this described in 11th canto, Kaladosha Nithay Rajan, and on NCC also. But another verse that we hear, Satsanga makyene sukavahena, that there's only one good thing in this material world, in Kali Yuga especially. Satsanga makyene sukavahena, kitajino yena, kisha vimuksho. Now, someone might be after liberation, but the devotees, they don't care for liberation. Muktin, that verse is there by Bilva Mangala, that the liberation is begging, please look at me, look at me, look at me. Trying to get some attention. Mukti mukkalatanjali sevate isma. Offering flowers to the devotee, to the liberated Vaishnava, because Prabhupada was the Tirthi Bhuta Swayambhivo. He is the walking Bhagavatam, two types of Bhagavatam, the book Bhagavatam and the person Bhagavat, Dui Bhagavat, and Bhakti Rasa Patra, so the recipient of Bhagavatam. So Prabhupada absorbed Bhagavatam, we get Bhagavatam here. It's such important verses that we can note that whatever Kaviraj Goswami was putting in the Chaitanya Charita, we can consider very, very important verses. He could have put more. Many times he'll say, whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ki lagi, ki kore. In one moment, whatever he's doing, you can't even fathom. But to speak of 1 hour, what entire leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Kaviraj Goswami also mentions that I have heard, shutva, that I've heard from the persons who actually saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, therefore I speak with great confidence what I'm speaking. So he spoke with Raghunath Das, Gopal Bhakta. I'm not sure if all the Goswamis, but he had the association of the Goswamis. So, and we know that that the, he used to speak for 3 hours, right? And every day, Kaviraj Goswami was also hearing like that, just like, so he could repeat it very nicely. So these verses taken out, but they're in the context of this third canto, 31st chapter, this description of the living entity, and he's in the womb. That's why Prabhupada refers in his purport. Now, if you haven't read that in a while, it's good to read it. 331, 35. Here Prabhupada is saying, generally people do not know about the miserable condition within the womb of the mother in any species of life. So this is why Karmana Daivane Tlena Jantu Deva Papataye, in a previous chapter, Kapila Dev spoke that. But in the 31st chapter, he's speaking about the child in the womb. And this child, Prabhupada says, fortunate child, may not every child, but the child is suffering and praying to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And very detailed. And doesn't even want to come out, like Sukadev did not want to come out for different reasons. But so he doesn't want to come out. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions that in his song, that how he's staying janane jatare, in the womb. And he has this realization that I've suffered so many times, I don't know, I don't want to climb. Actually, even though he's suffering so much, and the mother is often eating some trash, maybe not in the day of the Bhagavatam as trashy as they eat now, like hot, but Prabhupada mentions all the things that are burning the child. And even without all that, this miserable condition, bitten by worms and hot, blazing, it's entirely miserable. And after 4 months becomes conscious and starts offering these prayers. It's described. So this is given. And then within these verses, then comes this. So besides these verses, after this, Kapila Dev, actually Dravida pointed out that there's 8 key verses. He calls it an astakam that Kapila Dev speaks, Vairagya. And these are 3 of them. Then we have Balame Pashamayaya, Stri Maya Jaino Disham Yak Kroti Vada Krantan Bhuvi Jumbena Kevalam. That how see my Maya, Balame is so strong, Balame Pashamaya, Stri Maya in the form of woman. So in many places this is given that because Prabhupada mentions here, 4 ashrams, 3 are not meant to have any association. Of course, women they might get worried they're not included, but it's very inclusive because it's described there that the man so attached he becomes a woman, and the woman herself should see that the men are like the sweet sound of the flute or the hunter makes to entrap deer, or how these so many things are there. And throughout Bhagavatam we have all the different histories. Ajamil, what happened to him? He couldn't control, he saw the prostitute, and he ended up marrying that prostitute. He gave up his good wife and he ran and just married the prostitute. Even at 88, he had a little baby Narayan, and the whole story is based on this association. In the 5th canto, Rishabhdev, Pumsastriya Matuni Bhavame Tam, that the men and women come together, and then, what does it say? Ato griha kshetra sitap, tatapta janasya moho yam aham. And we see the word moha is given in these verses. Yatatasya bhaven moho. What's the verse? Ichcha, vesha, samutena, dvanda mohena varada. Those who study Gita, they see Krishna is giving these words in the understanding in capsulized also. Nirmana moha jita sangha dosha. Nirmana moha. One gives up, Prabhupada describes there very nicely. Nirmana moha jita sangha dosha. Jita sangha dosha, that means giving up bad association. The word sangha is there, but in the context we understand it means bad association, which one gets understands from the very first of the verse, nirmana, manina manadena, kirtaniya sadhari. Because every living entity wants some respect. So Mahaprabhu says, manina manadena. We don't require, we have to give respect to every living entity. But we're born into this moha, maha moha, tama, tamishra, and tamagun, all these things. So the modes of passion, as soon as we're born, ichcha, It's a dvesha, and we have hatred and envy, envy of the personality of Godhead, envy of every living entity. This is all going on. There's so much enmity. So, therefore, it says nirmana. First thing you have to conquer, nirmana moha. Then you can get close to the second word, even first word. Who's going past that? ABC, kindergarten, nirmana moha. So it's a big thing to give up nirmana moha, jita sangha dosha. But by jita sangha, one understands he can give up his moha, conquering the bad association. So Prabhupada came as such a person and to deliver like that. So other than the pure devotees, no one is there. Ami bina bandhuar kaya chetamar. That's why I was thinking of this song. Ami bina bandhuar kaya chetamar. What other friend is there? Krishna says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is channeling, in a modern way of saying, he's channeling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he is saying, you have no other friend. But we understand that Bhaktivinoda also, we have no better friend than Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Ami bina bandhuar kaya chetamar. So then, therefore the business, Prabhupada pushed the business is to distribute this knowledge. Adhyatma nitya vinivritti kama, self-realization. Adhyatma nitya vinivritti kama, and give up lust. So in this, these three verses, so many things were mentioned. Kshama, mercy, gravity. Kshama rupa tapasvinam, kurupanam. This, I think Chanakya Pandit has one shloka. Kshama rupa tapasvinam. Even if one does not physically look good, but his beauty, the beauty of the tapasvi, in this case, the devotee especially, is kshama, this mercy and forgiveness. Doya is mercy here, and monam, buddhi, hri, shi, yashak shama. If you check Prabhupada's lectures in December of 73, there was a very unfortunate incident. So during that period in L.A., there were discussion and Bhagavatam Prabhupada was giving the classes, all of, from second canto mostly. So one day when this unfortunate thing happened, I think it was second canto probably, he took out the 12th canto, he opened it and started giving this that day by day, tatas chanuridam dharma satyam socham kshama daya. That day by day in Kali Yuga, these things are diminishing. Anudinam. We like to think that, you know, the golden age is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but at the same time, we have to see what's going on actually in this material world. So therefore, it says, day by day, these things are all diminishing. Because everyone is giving each other bad association is increasing the fever. Prabhupada talks about increasing the fever, that the materialists, they're just injecting more and more poison into the atmosphere. And they have so many ways of doing it. They're very powerful, controlling the media more and more. You figure 500 years ago, you know, there was not, you know, the only books they had really was mostly Shastras. If you didn't know Sanskrit, you couldn't read it. But then Gramya Varta and Akohibe, when Raghunath Das asked for some instruction, he was very humble. He didn't even directly approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he asked Sarup Damodar, he said, well, he had just been given as a Babaji or they didn't have the sannyasis, but he gave up everything. Just like nothing. When we discussed that just recently. Well, we should always discuss it. How Raghunath Das was. But anyway, he asked that question. He asked Sarup Damodar, I would like to speak with Chaitanya. I mean, he was living right nearby there, but he still, in the beginning, he got this instruction. He told him, don't dress nicely. Don't speak with the village people. So even forever if there's mundane, people are speaking mundane nonsense. But it's much more amplified. Therefore, in the 12th canto, we hear from Shukadeva. Chatashchanudin dharma, all those things are being diminished. Satyam, sochyam is mentioned here. Cleanliness, asocham, the demoniac there. So the demoniac, they're very bewildered by his pastime of Mohini Murti, for instance. And the demons and demigods were fighting over that nectar. And all of a sudden, Krishna appeared as Mohini Murti. And she said, Kasyam Dayada, Kasyapa Dayada, Kasyapa Dayada, Pumschal Yam. That they stopped doing with the fighting because they saw this beautiful, beautiful, I mean, ultimately beautiful Mohini Murti. It's mentioned there in the first canon, one of the incarnations. Mohinya, that she bewilders the demons. So the demigods and demons, they when they saw this beautiful woman, they all stopped. And so then the Krishna, he said, as Mohini Murti, he said, Kamanishu Najati, I think that's the verse. Why will you trust me? I'm simply a woman, Svarinana, an independent woman loitering here and there. You shouldn't listen to me. But the demons took it like a, she said, I'm going to settle this. So everyone's going to be happy, and the demons are going to be very, very happy. And so they thought, yeah, wow, this is beautiful. And they're so stunned and bewildered, they could not do a thing. So Prabhupada talks about how the amazing that the demons were also became so docile. They did a yajna with the Brahmins came, and they also submitted. And at the end, they all sat in one corner. And that's how we get the Rahu, right? The Rahu figured it out and tried to snatch the, got his head cut. Anyway, so they're sitting peacefully. No, whatever you say, we'll agree to it. They somehow were convinced, just because she was so beautiful, that they would get the nectar. But they were cheated. Vancha. Vancha tosmi. Devotees also feel cheated. Like Prabodhananda Saraswati, and Puri could quote it, but he won't be loud enough. Vancha tosmi. I've been cheated. Prabodhananda Saraswati. He feels cheated. Sparsha bhavet. What is it worth? Yes. Vancha tosmi. I've been cheated. He says it again and again. Cheated. Because the whole world, Vishvam Nimagnam, has been inundated. Huh? Varshopi mama nabhavet. The whole world's been inundated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Premarnave. And just like we have that verse. Samsara sindhu tarane. What is it? Hridayam yadisya. He's saying in that verse, what is it? Samsara sindhu tarane hridayam yadisya. If you're swimming in this samsara ocean, and you, within your heart, you're actually sincere because Mahaprabhu is listening. He's knowing everything. And you want to get out of it. Hridayam yadisyat. What is the verse? Sankirtana. What? Sankirtanamrita rase ramate manaschet. But if you desire the Sankirtan. So we have to take all these mundane desires and transfer them to the Sankirtan movement. Hridayam yadisyat. Then, what is this? Huh? Premam buddho viharane yati chitta vrittish chaitanya chandra charane sharanam prayatu. We have to swim in this ocean of prem. So he's also praying that I've been cheated. So devotees are always craving. No one could be more absorbed than Prabodhananda Saraswati. He's the father, the uncle of Raghunatha, of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And so he's in his prayers, he's wonderfully describing. So one has this mood of cheated. Then he won't be cheated by Maya, as it's described here. Natatasya bhaven moha bandas banda chanya prasangataha yosi tsangyata pungso yata tatsangi sangata. So in the further verses, and there's eight of them, we can see satsangam akena. The one verse says there that niraya dvaramasya, one should not associate with a beautiful young woman, because vidantiya niraya dvaramasya. He says, Kapiladeva says in that verse that it is the gateway to hell, niraya. Trinai kupam iva vratam. This is a warning. Remember, this is, I remember Yasodhananda and Guru Kripa, before they went to India, they were in Brooklyn Temple, and they had recently taken sannyas. So we didn't have access, I don't think, to this book yet. It hadn't come out. But somehow they got a hold of these verses, and they put them up in the Brahmacharya Ashram, all these verses. So they're meant especially for sannyasis. Of course, ultimately, it helped them, but still they gave up sannyas. So, Maya, Balame Pashamaya, Stri Maya Jaino Odisham. That says, in the very next few verses, Kapiladeva, just my Maya is so strong that Bhuvigrananti, Bhuvidrambrena, even by raising just the eyebrow. And Prabhupada gives the example of Cleopatra. Who is her husband? Mark Antony. I thought he was a famous singer or something. Mark Antony. Anyway, she conquered over. So this is the Kanya. What is it? The Bisha Kanya. Sometimes Prabhupada gives the example that they would give some girl poison, a little bit of poison every day or whenever, and then she would be immune to it. They knew about this immunity, so, but she was full of poison. Then they would somehow or other send her into the camp, the opposite camp of the king, and then she'd have so virulent poison that by interacting with that girl, then the king, prince would die. Vishakanya. Vishama Vishaya Vishasatata Kainu. So this is material sense gratification. Nartam Das Thakur, he describes it like poison, very dangerous. Vishama Vishaya Bisha. Bisha is poison. Vishakanya. But I'm always drinking it. Imagine. Nartam Das, he was not drinking poison. I mean, he is, just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's saying, he's thinking like this. But we don't think that he's drinking poison, but he's saying, satata kaino, te karne lage, gora kirtana rase, vishaya, what is it? Yeah, the whole song. How does it start? Gora pahuna bhajiya mainu. He's praying that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gornitai. Pahu means Prabhu in Bengali. Old Bengali, at least. Gora pahu na bhajiya mainu. And he says, satsanga chari kano asate vilas. I gave up good association. He's teaching us by example. Gave up maybe for one second of his life. Maybe he gave up sense gratification. But for him, this is the greatest danger. So he's, therefore he's saying, satsanga chari kano asate vilas te karne lagila. Karma bandha, bath. Then I fell into this karma bandha. I gave up. So when we give up association of devotees, then Prabhupada said, immediately we have to get some association. So to keep good association, then Prabhupada is given all these books. How absorbed can he be that he was giving books at night? Sometimes I was doing night guard in Mayapur and Prabhupada is translating. I guess I was pretty fortunate because he was translating the last part of Anchalila and I was listening, but I couldn't stay awake. Should have had my camera, my phone. In 1974, no, we didn't have such easy way, unfortunately. If they'd just been like 25, 30 years later, we could have had some, and probably dictating. So he was hearing this, he was speaking this dictation from Anchalila. So this is the highest association. To hear this pure, unadulterated, unalloyed devotee actually dictating Chaitanya Charita. But of course, one is a fool, as mentioned here, it wouldn't be affected. But still, you can remember that. I remember he's doing it. So this is the top association. Whenever Prabhupada would come to a place, then it would be like, Vaikuntha. No matter if Prabhupada is in the Bowery, it's Vaikuntha. So people didn't know. Early devotees had no clue. They hadn't read anything. Very vague. But still, Prabhupada came. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Bhavadvida Bhagavatas. Tirtha Bhutta Swayam Vibho. Bhagavat Sanghi Sangasya. Another verse. Uktibi, what is it? It's an 11th canto verse. Oh, it's there. Krishna speaking in the Bhagavat Sanghi. I think it's also Pururava. Pururava, he was so enamored by his Orvasi. Orvasi actually sent by the demigods to, and she was rejected by Indra. And she came and fell in love with Pururava. So Pururava was, and she gave instruction. He said, "My dear king, why are you being devoured by your senses? They're like jackals and foxes." She gave him. Then later on, in 11th canto, that's in 9th canto, in 11th canto, it's Oila Gita. How important is it that it's in two cantos, the story? So practically every canto is like that. I like to think how I asked Kusha Kwada one time, because he was translating books like a maniac all the time. And I said, "So what's the best books for giving up this sex desire?" And he said, "Srimad Bhagavatam," okay, immediately. He had a kind of high, funny voice, Avadhoot voice. Bhagavata! No question. So, therefore, you have Ajamil, story, detachment. Of course, detachment is there. Vairagya Sharam Pratibodha Matram. Vairagya Sharam, the essence of Bhagavatam, is Vasudeva. Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayoga Janayatyasu Vairagyam Gyanam Chacharayuka. So, and besides, even Priyavrata, he was so reluctant to have Lord Brahma and Manu, and they're all telling him to get married. he so much didn't want to get married that, you know, the creator of the universe had to convince him. And then afterwards, he said, "I was like a dancing dog, like a monkey, just dancing." Sailar, in the fifth canto, in the forest of enjoyment, the whole story, Prabhupada said, the sannyasis, at the risk of all their good reputation, they become like monkeys. Prabhupada is very heavy. Guru means heavy. Bhagavatam is heavy. If you read it, you can barely read the prayers of the baby in the womb. You think there's poor little infant in the womb is suffering so much. And Prabhupada said, they have no... generally, people do not know about the miserable condition. They just think, "Oh, their baby came out. It's just a lump of flesh. We can kill it anyway." Who cares? Kshama, no doya, nir doya, no forgiveness. So this is a horrible condition in the material world. Due to bad association, one gradually falls into lower species. Karnam guna sangasya, therefore Prabhupada quotes this, Karnam guna sangasya. Sangha means association. You have to always look for that association. That's stressed by Prabhupada in all the purports. Read through those books again and again. By the time you get to 10th canto, you have to go back and read first, second, third, fourth. Grihameshu grihameshu na bara varyanesha te prashna kito loke tamna pratmavit samata pumsa shrota byadisu. They have so many things for shrota byadini ranja rajan ninam santi sahasra. Has thousands of nonsense things going on, and that was like thousands and thousands of years ago. What could they say to that? Bad compared to now. So it's really bad. And so as soon as you go anywhere in a phone, they give you a phone, and we'll give you the phone, and we'll give you so much garbage that you can meditate on. And then it will charge you for it. Not only that, we'll give you cancer from holding the phone. So then we'll get money also. But they're bound by their own network of illusion. So that's the 16th chapter of the Gita. Asha pasha shatarbada kama krodha prayana. Bound by a network of illusions. Ishvaroham, I'm so great. You see, I'm selling all this and they're buying my thing. But hey, man, you're going to hell right away anyway. So and we'll keep chanting. Bhuvivilatamanatama. So this moha, mahamoha, all this illusion can be counteracted only by the chanting. Giyatam giyatam muda, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Kaviraj Goswami is saying, always chant Shruyatam, always hear this Chaitanya Charita. Not saying that he's not making any money off of it. No. If he is, we don't know. But he's giving us the greatest benediction. Chintitam, chintitam, Chaitanya Charita. So even a gyopi, even an ignorant, even a child, Balo, it says, then he can, Pravartaka, he can begin, or he can establish the Krishna consciousness movement. He says that. Even Nichopi yat prasadasya, even the most fallen person, when he becomes attracted, attached to reading, hearing this Shastra, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam, here it is, Srimad Bhagavatam, it's right here inside Chaitanya Charitamrita. You thought you could escape. Oh, I want the nectar. Yeah, the nectar is there. Cutting. Satsu sajeta buddhimam. Those who are buddhimam, then they get the good association and all their attachments become cut. Okay, so microphone time.
I want to know why, when a devotee is sincerely trying to make efforts in his devotional service, that it seems that Maya is just putting more efforts to bring him down.
You want to know why?
Yes.
Actually, there is specifically that statement about the, I think it's about the Avanti Brahmanas, and he was being allured, and Shiva was being allured by Mohini, because although he thought he heard, he knew about the, he had maybe seen in the story that the demigods weren't even attracted to Mohini. They were attracted, but they weren't bewildered. So he was thinking, well, even the demigods, but he hadn't seen Mohini, so he asked, he could relate to Krishna himself directly, can you show me that form? Sounds really like something interesting. So after a while, he was standing there with his wife. And then all of a sudden, this girl appears bouncing the balls just to show how powerful that Maya. So in another part with that, I think the Avanti Brahmana described there that the devas appear. Well, when also another time when Cupid appeared to try to attract Lord Shiva, he burnt him with his eyes. He burnt him with his eyes. And Thakur Haridas, though, when he is tested, because he's so firmly attached to chanting, he's completely immune. Even not only the prostitute, but then Maya personally comes. There's a beautiful light all around her, yellow, golden light, and she's trying to attract Haridas Thakur. He says, okay, you know, just sit there. I haven't finished chanting. I took a vow to chant so many names, a billion names. So if you sit there, then. So even Maya, she said, well, previously I was given the name of Lord Ram by Lord, I think Lord Shiva, but I want to chant Krishna. He said, okay. So he initiated even Maya. So Kaviraj Goswami, Evanyaya Yena Bhashe Se Jeev Char. He describes it that there's an inundation. Anyone who doesn't float and swim in the inundation, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is appearing now, now is also now, within the memory of everyone, probably. Then Koti Kalpi Nahika Nishtar. After millions of kalpas, he won't get the chance again. So you know, we see that, like, Lord Shiva was tested. Lord Brahma was tested. He showed the example. That's another one of those verses that comes right after. Riksha Rupi, he appeared as a, he took the form of a deer to enjoy his own daughter, which we read about recently. So that's always bewildering. So we have to see that Brahma is even bewildered, this Maya. Rishim Narayanam Rite Yosin Maya Maya. Only Nara Narayan Rishi, the only one who was exempt. Even Lord Brahma was not exempt, and Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva, Tamoguna Vesh, is described there in the CC, that Vishnu Paramesh, that Vishnu is Param. He is beyond this Maya, but even Shiva has something to do with the Maya. It's described Shiram Yata Dadivikara Vikeshi Vishesha Yoga Sanjayate. We hearing about it in the morning from Samhita. So he has something to do with the Maya. But Vishnu is Paramesh, Vishnu Paramesh. Alright, so yeah, why is tested? Yeah. To see to see how far you're getting close to being like Haridas Thakur, which most everybody is failing, but there are persons who are staunch, like Prabhupada. So. Prabhupada was tested, too. I mean, there were some descriptions that so many tests. Even Maya Devi's. There was some story, but I can't say exactly where I read that some Indians, they tried to test Prabhupada, and they said that, Swamiji, we tested every one of the well, not everyone, but many swamis come to New York from India, and they all fell down. Of course, they probably had some Indian prostitute or something. They said, you're the only one who was not attracted to that. Even Chota Haridas, he didn't do very much, but he glanced. And then he was banished from Lord Chaitanya's association. So he had a very high level of, and he was there with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and singing. And still, he ultimately was benefited. Even when Mahaprabhu said, I'm going to do a play at, I think, was it Budhimanta Khan? Well, Budhimanta Khan arranged a pavilion and all different paraphernalia. So then he said, those who cannot control their senses, they shouldn't really come to this performance. And so then Dvaitacharya and Shivas, they were like looking down like that. Shivas Acharya, Narad Muni, and Dvaitacharya, he's Vishnu, Mahavishnu Jagatkarta. He's also Lord Shiva. But so they were looking down and said, well, it looks like we won't be attending. They were very humble and almost like crying, said, we can't go and see it. We can't go, you know. Because they knew Mahaprabhu, if he's going to, he'll be like Mohini. And he was. And Mother Sachi was watching the performance, and she was asking the people next to her, where's Nimai? Because he was appearing as Lakshmi, but the way Prabhupada describes it, that they were saying, sometimes we're seeing your Lakshmi, sometimes we're seeing your Rakshashi. Like Mohini, just trying to steal our mind. So Mahaprabhu gave them benediction, said, don't worry, your senses will be in control. But he could take on the form of Mohini also. Mohinya, what is it, the 13th incarnation? Who knows the first canon? Anything else?
I remember that someone asked Prabhupada that question about, you know, why is Maya so strong? I think his answer was that it's not that Maya is so strong.
Your purpose is not strong.
Yeah, your purpose is so weak.
He didn't say, he said, because your purpose is not strong. Okay, he didn't say weak.
But I was also, like you were mentioning in the beginning of the class, like just chanting, you know, one time, you know, you're the best of the of the Vaishnavas, and also so many times throughout this class you've talked about how, you know, distributing the knowledge, you know, giving the knowledge, and if we don't take this opportunity, that it won't come again for
Koti Kalpi.
Yeah, for so
that means millions of kalpas.
So, you know, here we are, and there's so many, you know, and we have seen, really, I remember hearing that Prabhupada said we could bring Satya Yuga back if, you know, if we were strong enough in our purpose of distributing books and Harinam and all of that. So, you know, here we are, and there's, you know, 6 Rath Yatras every year at least here, and many devotees go to that. But how to, you know, really, like in the beginning of the movement, I remember, you know, you described how every day that you would go out on Harinam for so many hours, and when you came back.
Did I describe that? I don't remember saying anything.
Yeah, you'd go on Harinam all day.
I didn't say that today anyway. But
no, you didn't say it today, but you've said it.
All right.
Yeah. And so, you know, when you got back, everybody would be so tired that they would just fall asleep.
Yeah, those days, yeah. But people are still doing that, trust me.
Well, I saw the video of the parade, you know, in Tampa, and it was amazing because the devotees were so blissful, and everybody also appeared extremely
blissful.
Yeah, blissful, ecstatic, you know, so.
Yeah. Anyway. So, I mean, if there's a Gasparilla every day, but that's like the third largest parade in the country, and it goes on once a year. But so you can immediately have 400,000, 300,000 people there.
And there was some other devotees just going through the crowd, right? It was like a party of what? How many people? 5 or 6? 4. Yeah. So.
4.
How to keep up that spirit? You know, that enthusiasm of wanting to just.
Yeah. Good question. As soon as I get the answer, I'll let you know. Anything else? Okay, Haribo.